You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Thank you. 101.5 The Hawk just presented Bill Evans' Like Someone in Love to start off this week's entry of the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That's right, another Wednesday has arrived upon our laps within our calendars, ready to be crossed off and diddled down. It is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, Wednesday nights, 6 to 7 p.m., your main source of listening to jazz off the top of the escarpment on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Perhaps you're eating dinner, driving home from work, driving to work. Perhaps you're with your favorite someone, and you're just trying to feed those ducks a little of the little crispy mini rice crackers. That's all very good. But I'll offer you two lovebirds feeding the ducks by the lake a question. And that is one that has plagued all of our minds. What are the strange things Russians are doing with camels? That is right. This article from Russia Beyond, rbth.com, has talked about Russian camel farming, which was something... don't ask me how I found it, but it's something I didn't even know there were camels outside of the Middle East, I suppose. But there are. There's a certain breed of camel that has evolved, I guess, and it wasn't imported. It's lived in Siberia for a long, long time and in the Urals there. And apparently, it's not too expensive to farm camels. They produce milk and wool, and of course you can just sell the animals outright between $400 and $700. If you want a camel, you can buy one for less than a grand. It's for the price of what? A new Honda Civic? You could probably afford to ship over 13 camels for yourself. And according to the folks, I guess in Russia there's the market for it. It's a simple but a prosperous life. Camel farming is easier than cattle farming. It requires less maintenance and it's cheaper. The only downside may be that camels can live to 20 to 30 years. So perhaps if you're maybe a bit past your prime and you don't want to have a couple camels on your will, then you might want to just stick with cows and sheep. But until then, these little buddies have your back. And in fact, some folks in Moscow were going on a walk through this park forest and were attacked by two camels, apparently. They came face to face with the beasts when when they were encroached upon by these two camels that were also on their honeymoon. So there you go. You learn something new every day. Who would have thought that Russia and camels were out there doing great things. Now, that being said, if you are bringing camels over to Ontario, apparently, well, you can buy them now. There are exotic animal auctions all over the province, but apparently it can be rather difficult as the government, as usual, is putting in some regulations about which ones are safe to buy and which ones are not safe to buy. And, of course, there's the bylaws. Perhaps the folks in, let's say, Hamilton don't want 30-foot alligators running around going for walks or in people's lawns. Or zebras taking the TTC. Who knows? Although the price of these camels are significantly more than what you would have to pay in Russia, an adult female camel at a recent auction went for, remember, I said $400 to $700 in Russia, went for $16,250 in Ontario. That's a adult female camel. So it's already grown up. You probably missed out on the first 10 years, the formative years of this camel's life you have not got to spend. And then it also just cost you the price of like a brand new Volkswagen Golf. So there you go. They're both hatchbacks, though. You know, one's just got a hump. But exotic animals aside, that is not what this hour is entirely about. We have great music this hour. Of course, we had Bill Evans, but we have Max Roach, Helen Merrill with Stan Getz, Joe Henderson, and many more coming up. And we have a very special surprise coming in a little bit. We're bringing back something we haven't had for a while on the show, so I'm excited to show that. So, without further ado, let's get this show on the road this Wednesday, and why don't we listen to some Big John Patton with Sissy Strut on 101.5 The Hawk. 101.5 The Hawk, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. As I introduced many moments ago, that was Big John Patton with Sissy Strut, followed by Yusuf Kamal, the British jazz duo, short-lived Workside, with Mansour's Message. You know, the group featuring Yusuf Days and Kamal Williams won the 2017 Jazz FM Award for Breakthrough Act with their album Black Focus. And a lot of their work continued to reach great success. And they've slowed down a bit with The Return in 2018 and Wu Hen in 2020. It's from their first album, as I mentioned, Black Focus, which is well received and has a great jazz broken beat kind of style. Something different and what I really like to hear of modern jazz. It's continuing to grow and be different. I find that smooth jazz is very popular nowadays. If you notice, we don't play too much of that on the show. Some weeks we do, some weeks we don't. But we can't keep comparing music to those of yesteryear because we have to move forward. And the stuff moving forward will hopefully be different. But with that being said, I'm about to play a track from a very famous saxophonist, Joe Henderson, from his 1974 album, Elements, featuring Earth, Wind, Fire, and Water. Four tracks, each at almost 9 minutes a pop or more. And, well, this one is Earth. It's not Earth Day, but it is fall coming up. It is the end of summer. And what says Earth? What says grounding? From ashes to ashes, from dust to dust, quite like the changing of seasons. Especially going into fall, we are reminded of so many things. It's the season of Thanksgiving coming up in, oh, what's that, a month? Dear goodness. Soon Thanksgiving, then we have Halloween, and then Thanksgiving again in the States, and then it's Christmas time, New Year's, and boom, 2022. Where has the time gone? Well, until that time comes and goes, here is Joe Henderson with Earth on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you.
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk. Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Joe Henderson's Earth, appropriately part of his 1974 album, The Elements, featuring only four tracks. Can you guess what they are? That's Fire, Air, Water, and Earth. Earth, Wind, and Fire, of course, released many albums in the 70s, and I guess this was his response to that. And next up, I thought we'd bring back something we haven't had for a while here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, and that is our infamous comedy segment where we play one comedian or another doing some great work and, you know, lighten the mood of the show. And so who better to bring us back to that than the great and talented, somewhat handsome, rather lovable, Bill Burr. He's been a comedian that recently has, well, he's been successful for quite a while, but more recently has been able to branch out and do a lot of other different things. He's been doing a lot of acting recently, voice work, of course his comedy's doing well, and I think he's calmed down somewhat from his younger self, as we might see here, and has been able to take on somewhat of a more sophisticated stance, and even expressing himself in different ways through his podcast and other means and his works and interviews. But we're lucky enough to see some of that young Bill Burr talking about what separates him from the psychos of the world. Perhaps he's becoming one for real on 101.5 The Hawk.
Been in a bad mood all day, man. Got in a fight with this girl the other day. You ever meet somebody like within like the first couple of minutes of them meeting you, they feel like they can like sum you up? Just like, you know what your problem is? You know, you just have like the urge just to take their head and just mush it into whatever they're eating, you know? You ever have crazy thoughts like that? Can you relate on any level? You never have like urges? You ever drive down the street and see like 30 people up on the sidewalk and you just think, right? You don't do it, you just think it. That's what separates the psychos from the functioning psychos. Yeah, psychos, they just do it. Eh, all right, that's a good idea. They get the wipers going, they make a day out of it, right? But a rational person, you like think it through. You start going, man, if I just leave my hand right here, nobody knows who I am. I move it 2 degrees over here, I'm on the cover of Newsweek. I'm instantly famous. Right here, no one knows me. Like, hey, Bill, you want to go to the cookout? Maybe you can bring that potato salad you brought last year. It was such a big hit. One of the most horrific scenes we've seen in years. Bodies just strewn about. You know, Amy's going to be there. She's still asking for you. You should ask her out. No indication he even tried to stop. Seriously, you're getting older. Put your hands on the dashboard. Put them on the dashboard. You have those? All right. No, I have that stuff all the time. I do. My girl took me to a street fair recently, right? You guys have street fairs out here? You know, they close off the block. There's like shawarma. There's like stuff made out of buttons, right? People with no teeth are making keychains, right? It's a typical girlfriend idea. It sucks, and it's going to take all Saturday, right? She's all excited. She's like swinging my arm. My God, this is going to be great. I'm like praying for lightning. Maybe some like scaffolding to fall down on me, you know? No, we show up, right? The first thing she sees is this big table and nothing but homemade jewelry, right? Homemade jewelry. It's got twigs, macaroni in it. It's a table of crap. It's crap. The whole thing is crap. But she loves it. She's like, oh my God, look at these earrings. Do you like these? Do you think these are nice? I just want to be like, no. If they were nice, they'd be in a store. All right? There'd be a roof, some sort of structure would be built around this. This is crap. This is just a table of crap. The guy's even wearing shoes. That's a good indication that this is crap. But I didn't want to ruin a day, so I'm like, yeah, go ahead, check it out. I'm going to go get some air. Even though we're outside, I think there's more air to be had, right? So I walk like 3-4 tables away, and I come up to this lady. She got this big table of nothing but muffins. muffins, right? It's like 85 degrees out. She's selling muffins, and she's got this big stupid, hey, look at the muffins I made, look in her face. And the second I saw that, that part of my brain was just like, dude, what would happen if you just walked up and just said, hey, lady, are these your muffins? Oh, yeah? And I just started going, blam, 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 blam. Like, how many of these muffins could I mush before anybody did anything? I mean, realistically, I think I could have got the whole table. Because even if you saw me doing that, it would take at least 5 to 6 seconds to process. Like, did they say he could do that? Is it like a game? Do you eat the muffin off your fist? That just seems like a waste of pastry. You know, there's no security at a street fair. There's no bouncer staying there. He's mushing the muffins. Okay, I'm on it. Sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave. And he just choked me out. So I just started thinking of the horrified look on this lady's face as I started slamming these muffins. And out of nowhere, I just started laughing like a maniac. Oh yeah, I'm like slumped over this fried dough cart. I'm dying. My girl looks at me. She's like, what the hell are you laughing at? And like an idiot, I actually tried to explain this screwed up thought to her. I swear to God, I'm just sitting there like, I was just thinking, what if I started punching the muffins? You know what I mean? I just started punching them. She's just looking at me like, why do I go out with you? Dude, but I swear to God, if I never broke eye contact the second I started hitting those muffins, that lady, she wouldn't even been able to call for help. I would have been in her head. She'd be like, did I go to high school with this guy? Why would you do that? Muffins are a happy food. I don't understand this. No, I got to learn to let stuff go. I do. I got issues. I do. My neighbor got her dog fixed. Got this dog neutered. Brand new dog. Puppy. Got the thing neutered. And I'm like, what the hell did you do that for? She's like, well, you know, if I didn't do that, he was going to hook up with another dog. Then they're going to make more dogs. And what are we going to do with all these dogs? It's like, why don't you just let them go? They're animals. They'll be fine. I think that's what every city needs. Just a nice pack of wild dogs just running down the street. It'd help with the obesity problem. Just chase people to the cars after they eat some big meal, you know? Just a nice pack of Rottweiler just running down the street. Listen, I'm out of time. You guys were awesome. Thank you so much.
Trees and worship the wind. If you go away, as I know you must, there'll be nothing left in the world to trust. Just an empty room full of empty space, like the empty look I see on your face. I'd have been the shadow of your shadow if I thought it might have kept me by your side. If you go away, if you go away, please don't go away.
One on 1.5 The Hawk. That was Helen Merrill and Stan Getz with If You Go Away, a tribute to Vina Lercy. And this is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Up next, we have a band, a trio, called Krangbin, a name that comes from the Thai word for airplane. And this song is called a hymn, and it's inspired, appropriately enough, by the band number's experiences at their church. Mark Spear, who is the founder of the group, met one of the bandmates, a DJ, DJ Johnson, that is, while he was performing and working at a local Methodist church, playing music for the gospel and the choir and whatnot. And apparently at this church, many, many years ago when they played together, the pastor liked to have music in the background during morning service. And so they would obviously, it's a mellow thing, so they would play a slow, meditative vamp as the candles were being lit. And so this song is kind of inspired. It has roots in this story, and it's a tribute. It's an ode to their time there together, and has some wonderful progressions and some guitar melody is going off here, and of course the drums. It's their wonderful band who have refused to accept being put into a single genre and prefer to be considered a little bit of everything. They are inspired by world influences and, of course, their own experiences in life and whatnot, and what you get out of music personally. And as a result, you get great little tunes like this. So why don't we sit back and perhaps close our eyes, take a listen to a hymn by Krangbin on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you. 101.5 The Hawk. That was a hymn by Krangbin. And, well, I suppose there's no better way to leave us off this week than with that lovely tune. Or is there? Stay tuned to find out, because we're not done quite yet. We have one more song before I wrap up the show for this week. I want to thank every single one of you for listening, and especially you. And I want to thank you to those who thought of listening. It is the thought that counts after all. I wonder if, since I've started saying that, people have stopped listening and just thought of listening, because it saves time. I'll admit that. It does save time. You can multitask if you think of listening and you don't actually listen and do something completely different. But then again, you could listen to the show and then think of doing something else. There you go. And I want to thank all the artists, of course, that we showcase this week, including Joe Henderson, Bill Burr. Our comedy is back. What a great way to bring it back. Helen Merrill and Stan Getz, Bill Evans, John Patton, Yusuf Kamal. And you know what? I'll give you Max Roach to finish off the show this evening with There Will Never Be Another You. From his album Deeds Not Words, featuring Max Roach, of course, on the drums, Art Davis and Oscar Pettiford, George Coleman, Booker Little, and Ray Draper on the tuba. So, without further ado, make sure you check out our social media, Johnny.Athens on Instagram and Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook. In case you like to keep in touch, and you can hit me up on there, of course. We do take requests if you have any, or any other kind of things you'd like to say, share with the show. You can find our email on there if you want to get directly in touch with us, or just leave a comment, like the page, whatever you want to do, or don't do anything. It is the thought that counts, as we've explained. So, without further ado, I'll wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. See you later. See you next week. Wednesdays, 6, on 101.5 The Hawk.